So it's Wednesday the 17th of October 2012. Just watching a plane land on the runway here at Heathrow. I'm stood by the side of the road. I'm just going to walk away from the runway. The plane's coming in every 30 odd seconds. There's about four lining up at the moment that I can see. Last night, no word of a lie, I saw about six. Looked like the road was veering off, because they just look like cat's eyes disappearing off into the distance. It's incredible. I wish I could take a photo of it, but my camera's not good enough. But I just recorded this. I recorded the message about 5 minutes ago, and I was listening to it just to see if it sounded all right, and there was a flash of lightning, and it went off. So it must be like, I just lost the message, I just lost the whole thing. I don't know, I've never known my phone to be affected by lightning, but there's a big storm on its way. It's really windy down here at the moment. The planes are struggling to land. It looks quite sketchy watching them come in. It reminds me of when you'd watch skaters trying to land tricks and they just land it. And there's a nervousness about it that I don't like. I wonder how windy it gets before they stop landing at Heathrow. There's one coming in now, British Airways. It looks alright actually, that one. It's just, well, no, it's wobbling a bit there. It seems to wobble as they get close to the runway. I'm going to get out of the way anyway, just in case one misses. But yeah, I'm down at Heathrow. I posted a message last night onto this and sent it, but I hadn't set my account up on my phone again, so it just got sent as a mystery user. I've managed to retrieve it and associate it with my Audioboo account, but it hasn't gone through to Twitter or anywhere, so it never got sent out, which isn't a bad thing because it was just me rambling before going to sleep. But I'm going to try and get back into doing these messages. I haven't done them because I've let my foot off the gas with the fitness side of things. But now that I'm working away again for the next 8 or so weeks, I'm going to make a regular thing of trying to get. That's the only thing I can focus on really whilst I'm away, is keeping my fitness thing going. Away from the gym, but fortunately I'm staying in one of these easy hotels and they have like a little cardio gym, which is free, which is the only thing that's free in the hotel. Everything else you have to pay for, which is just ridiculous. Like, there's cheap budget hotels, but by the time you add up all the parking and internet and the hire of the remote for the TV, this is as expensive as anywhere else. It's like they've, you know, I'm surprised they've got a bin in the room. No toilet paper, that'll be the next one. Sheets on the, when we were in Oslo, that was one of the things which got me, was that you have to rent your bed sheets, which was a stealth tax. But yeah, this easy hotel isn't much better. But it's all right, it does the job. Somewhere to sleep, and it's clean. But yeah, I couldn't believe it. The gym's free. You can use the gym for nothing, so go get some use out of that. But the parking issue, because I'm so close to Heathrow, we're literally within walking distance. I've only just literally walked from the hotel to the runway there. It's right in the heart of the parking economy. They've got these long stay car parks which you pay about £160 to park your car there, so it's all stitched up everywhere. There's permit holders around here, and it's impossible to find anywhere to park. But I've noticed there was a road sign, and I checked out what the road sign meant, and it means no waiting. And it's like a little red, it's a little blue circle with a red line through it. And as I was wandering the streets, I noticed that there was a bigger sign that demarked the start of this no waiting zone. Basically, the no waiting zone's the entire area that the the hotels and the residential area. But as you just got on the outskirts of it, then it goes to this zone end, like it's a zone end sign, which means that you can park there and you're parking legally. There's no double yellows, no permits, no nothing. So it got me thinking that you could do an app for that, couldn't you? Where it basically demarks all the free parking areas. So if you were travelling to an area like Heathrow or London or Liverpool, Manchester, wherever, and you needed to park up and you didn't want to pay the extortionate amount of parking, you could call up on a map where the nearest sort of free parking area is, which would be a cool app. I'm sure people would be up for something like that. And that information must be available somewhere. There must be something you can find and put onto a map pretty easily. Like Freedom to Information Act must allow it to be, like town planning, you might be able to apply for it from the councils or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to stop here. I'm rambling. Over and out.